From WXXI Public Radio in Rochester, welcome to the annual live broadcast from Temple Brith Kodesh of the service for Rosh Hashanah, which marks the start of the Jewish High Holy Days. Good evening, I'm Jean Fisher. Major funding for this broadcast is provided by a grant from the Lewis S. and Molly B. Woke Foundation. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Jewish year, and this is the 5,778th birthday of the world. The new year is a time to look back at the past year and to plan changes for the year ahead. It's also a time of family gatherings and special meals. The customs at Rosh Hashanah include sounding the shofar, and this year, for the very first time, the shofar will be sounded during the evening Rosh Hashanah service. In fact, we'll be hearing the shofar blast in just a few minutes. Other customs include eating symbolic food, such as apples dipped in honey. That represents the hope for a sweet year ahead, and the round challah bread to symbolize the cycle of the year. The traditional greeting on Rosh Hashanah is Shana Tova, which is Hebrew for a good year. In just a moment, the service will start with the candle lighting and the sounding of the shofar.
How good it is, how beautiful it is, how special it is to come together as one united community to mark the beginning of this new year. We wish each of you a Shana Tova, hoping that it will be a good year, a year of health and happiness and success in every way. This new year that we begin tonight is a special one for us as a congregation. We hold in our hands a brand new Machzor, brand new High Holy Day prayer book. After 40 years of praying out of gates of repentance, our Religious Practices Committee and Board of Trustees made this significant decision to commit to creativity and innovation, to link us together to 500 Reformed congregations across North America that have adopted this book. These books are treasures. They are filled with beautiful prayers and readings, all different settings that will be new to us, all different sorts of historical information and spiritual perspectives. So as we pray together on this Rosh Hashanah and then on Yom Kippur, I hope that we approach with open hearts this new experience of taking advantage of Mishkan HaNefesh, this beautiful new High Holy Day prayer book that our Reform movement has adopted. How good it is, how pleasant it is to come together as brothers and sisters, to unite together as one congregation. We turn in our prayer books to continue our welcome of Rosh Hashanah in the new year, singing on page 8 in the prayer books, Essa Einai, the words from Psalm 121, page 8.
Amen.
continue now on page 11 with the lighting of the Yom Tov candles. It's my pleasure to invite Laura and Stephen Chaba to come forward.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kadishanu B'Mitzvotav B'Sivanu L'Hadnikneo Shel Yom Tov.
Source of blessing, eternal our God, you fill the universe with majestic might, teaching us holiness through sacred obligations, giving us the mitzvah of bringing light on this festival. Join us, please, in the Shehekianu.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'higyanu l'adman hazeh.
Source of blessing, eternal our God, you fill the universe with majestic might, giving us life, upholding the life within us, and bringing us to this time.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu
To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. This is the season of the soul, a time to rejoice, a time to reflect, a time to return, a time to gather round the table with loved ones and friends, a time for song and silence, for prayer and confession to open the heart, a time to retreat to our sanctuaries within, a time to renew the life and spirit of our community. This is the season of attentiveness, a time to notice what has unfolded and what has not, a time to regret, a time to forgive, a time to remember cherished dreams and high ideals erased by reality. This is the season of hope, like mist rising at sunset, like dew descending at dawn. Our hopes beautify and nourish everything they touch. Our hopes make us partners in creation, pursuers of peace, people who aspire to a world of justice. This is the season of awe. When our eyes behold it, may we feel blessed. When we turn toward each other, let us feel strength. When we seek the holy, may we find purpose. May we find courage. May we find love. We continue on page 15. Please rise. Our feast day, sound the shofar, for that is the law of Israel, the way of the God of Jacob. Hallelujah, beteka shofar, praise God with the blast of the shofar. And with that ancient lofty sentiment, we come to one of the great innovations of these new books, a taste of the shofar. If you think of past years, we were accustomed to hearing the sound of the shofar only at one time in one service, at the end of Rosh Hashanah morning. These books give us the opportunity to whet the appetite tonight, to then hear at 3 points in tomorrow's service different sounds, different elements of the ancient tradition of the sounding of the shofar. Please join in the blessing in the middle of page 15. Baruch atah Adonai, shomea kol truat amo Yisrael, berachamim. Blessed are you in our lives, Adonai. You hear with love the shofar, true voice of your people Israel. At this time, we continue with the Hineni prayer. This is a moment of personal reflection, personal preparation for all that comes in the days of Ah. If there's anyone in the congregation tonight who wishes to begin their holy days standing with us before the Ark, taking that intimate moment for yourself, joining us on the Bima, I invite you to do so at this time, as Karen MacArthur and Michael Udelson open the Ark. Please join us, if you wish, in front of the Ark. So poor in deeds, I tremble in fear. Overwhelmed and apprehensive before you to whom Israel sings praise. Although unworthy, I rise to pray and seek favor for your people Israel. For they have entrusted me with this task. Therefore, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebekah, Rachel, and Leah, Adonai, Adonai, merciful, gracious God, who inspires awe, I pray to you for success on my path. I pray for myself and my community. Do not hold them responsible for my wrongs and offenses. May my deeds cause them no shame, and may their deeds cause me no shame.
Please be seated. On page 18, we read together. Accept my prayer as though it were offered by one more worthy of this task, a scholar proficient in prayer, unblemished in character, pleasing in voice. Let love be our banner. Let it banish our wrongs. May Israel's strife and misfortunes be turned into joy, renewed life and peace. Love, peace, and truth, may they prevail among us. and may there be no impediment to my prayer. Adonai, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, great, mighty, awe-inspiring, God Most High, who said to Moses, I will be what I will be. May it be your will that my prayer reach your presence for the sake of the righteous and blameless, the honest and pure of heart, for the sake of your glory. You hear your people's prayer with compassion. Blessed are you, the one who hears prayer. Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu. Yehi ratzon shenizkeh levirchotecha. Bishnat chameshet alafim sheva meot shivim v'shmone. Elohe olam barech otanu. Ve'et kol beit Yisrael b'chidush yameinu. V'simcha uv'shalom, v'nechama uv'ometz lev, v'chilutz atzamot uv'ruach etana. Yehi pri sifatenu mekubal uv'ratzui milfanecha, bifros hashana hachadasha. La'ad modim anachnu lach, al matna hachaim. Our God and God of our ancestors, may we know your blessings in the year 5778. Eternal One, bless us and the whole house of Israel with renewed life, happiness and peace, comfort and courage, resilience and strength. May the words of our heart be acceptable to you in the new year that stretches before us. We are forever grateful for the gift of life. We continue on the next page. Those who are able, please rise. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim, bechokhma poteach she'arim, uvitvuna mishane itim, umachalif et hazmanim, umsader et hakochavim, v'mishmerotehem barakia kirtzono, borei yom v'layla, golel or mipnei choshech, v'choshech mipnei or. Uma avir yom umevi laila, umavdil bein yom uvein laila, Adonai tzvaot shemo, el chai vekayam tamid yimloch aleinu leolam vaed, baruch ata Adonai, hamaariv aravim. Page 24. Love beyond all space and time, your love enfolds your people Yisrael. We receive it in your teaching, your gift of Torah, sacred obligations, discipline, and law. So let us speak these teachings when we lie down and rise up and find joy forever in your Torah and mitzvot. They are the very essence of our life, ours to ponder and study all our days. May we never lose or be unworthy of your love. Baruch ata Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Be seated as we continue on page 28. I'd like to invite up any of our TBK students who are here on this Rosh Hashanah evening. I see you. Please come forward to help lead us in Ve'ahavta on page 28. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol me'odecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzalecha hayom al levavecha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha uvelechtecha v'aderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha ukshar tam leot al yadecha v'hayu letotafot b'neinecha uchtav tam al mezuzot b'teicha uvisharecha leman tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'yitem kedoshim le'elohechem ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim li'od lachem l'Elohim ani Adonai Elohechem. Page 32. Truth and faith, these are fundamental to our existence. God alone is their source, and we are Israel, a people of God. Our sovereign saves us from tyranny, redeems us from its violence through countless wonders, from its brutality through great feats beyond measure. We are Israel, a people of God, the giver of life who would not let our feet give way, the maker of miracles for us against Pharaoh, of signs and portents in the land of Egypt, the one who brought our people Israel from its midst to enduring freedom. Witnesses to this heroic might, the people thanked and praised God by name, freely accepting the reign of heaven. Then Moses and Miriam and all Israel sang to you this song of utter joy. We read together on page 36. Bless our sleep with peace, Adonai, and awaken us to life when we rise. With power sublime, spread over us your shelter of shalom, and through your wisdom restore us, make us whole. Let your name proclaim your presence in our lives. Be our shield, make us stronger than the enemies we face. Illness and war, famine and sorrow, and stronger than the enemies in our hearts, wickedness and sin. Carry us to safety as on wings, for you are the monarch of grace, the sovereign of compassion. You are the one who cares for us and sets us free. Watch over us, we who go forth to life. Watch over us, that we may come home in peace. Now until the end of time. Baruch atah Adonai, haporeis sukat shalom aleinu, Ve'al kol amo Yisrael, ve'al Yerushalayim. We continue on page 40 with Chatzi Kaddish. Those who are able, please rise.
Bechayechon v'yomechon uvchayetcho Beit Yisrael ba'agalach v'zman kariv ve'imeru.
Continue now on page 46. Ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechaye ha'kol ata rav lehoshia, morid hatal, mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechaye ha'kol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofei cholim umatir asurim, umkaye memunato lishene afar, mi chamocha ba'al givurot umi domelach, Melech meimit umchaye umatzmiach Yeshua, mi chamocha el harachamim, zocher yitzurav lechayim barachamim, v'ne'eman ata lehachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol, wellspring of blessing, power eternal, you are the one who gives and renews all life. Now on page 49, Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh u'kadoshim b'chol yom yahalelucha sela. You are holy, your name is holy. Seekers of holiness, praise you day by day. Sela. You may be seated. And so, in your holiness, give all creation the gift of awe. Turn our fear to reverence. Let us be witnesses of wonder, perceiving all nature as a prayer comes alive. We bow to the sovereignty of your strength, the primacy of your power. We yearn for connection with all that lives, doing your will with wholeness of heart. Awe-inspiring is your creation, all-encompassing your transcendent name. And so, in your holiness, give your people the gift of honor. Bless with praise those who praise you. Bless with hope those who seek you. Give your believers a basis for faith, true happiness for the land of Israel, true joy in Jerusalem. May the sparks of David, your servant, soon grow bright enough for us to see, a beam of light in the darkness, a promise of perfection. Together, and so in your holiness, give the righteous the gift of a vision bright with joy, a world where evil has no voice, and the rule of malevolence fades like wisps of smoke. Good people everywhere will celebrate the stunning sight of arrogance gone from the earth. You and you alone, Adonai, will reign over creation upon Mount Zion, home of your presence, and in Jerusalem, a city set apart by you. As the psalmist believed, Adonai will reign eternally, your God Zion for all generations. Hallelujah. You chose us with love to be messengers of mitzvot, and through us you made known your aspirations. Among all the many peoples, you gave us a pathway to holiness. Among all the great nations, you uplifted us and made yourself our sovereign. And so we seek you and serve you and celebrate our nearness to your presence. Your great and sacred name has become our calling. In your love, eternal our God, you have given us this day of remembrance, a day for the shofar's joyful sound, a day of sacred assembly, a day to be mindful of our peoples going out from Egypt. Our God and God of the generations before us, may a memory of us ascend and come before you. May it be heard and seen by you, winning your favor and reaching your awareness, together with the memory of our ancestors, the memory of your sacred city, Jerusalem, and the memory of your people, the family of Israel. May we be remembered for safety, well-being, and favor, for love and compassion, for life and for peace, on this day of remembrance. Zochreinu Adonai Eloheinu bo letova, ufakdeinu bo livracha, vehoshienu bo lechayim. Eternal our God, remember us. Be mindful of us and redeem us for a life of goodness and blessing. Favor us with words of deliverance and mercy. Show us the depths of your care. God, we await your redemption, for you reign with grace and compassion. God, who is ours and God of our fathers and mothers, in your glory, reign over the infinite expanse of space and time. In your grandeur be exalted through your power, show us your reality. Then all who dwell on earth shall understand that you are their maker. Astound us with the beauty of your presence so that every breath of life shall say, eternal is the God of Israel, all embracing God's rule and sovereignty.
Baruch atah Adonai, melech hakoch haaretz, mikadesh Yisrael. 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 V'yom hazikaron.
We continue now together on page 60. Eternal our God, your people Israel yearns for your favor. Receive their prayers with loving acceptance, and may you always desire your people's worship. Divine One, close to all who call upon you, bring your grace and presence near to those who serve you. Pour forth your spirit on us, and may our eyes see your merciful return to Zion. Baruch atah Adonai, hamachazir shechinato l'tzion. Blessed are you whose divine presence is felt again in Zion. God who is ours, God of all generations, to you we are grateful forever. Rock and protector of our lives, your saving power endures from age to age. We thank you and tell the tale of your praise, your power in our lives, your caring for our souls, the constant miracle of your kindness, morning, noon, and night. We call you goodness, for your compassion never ends. We call you mercy, for your love has no limit. We call you hope, now and for all time. Together on page 64. And for all these things, God of majesty, may your name come to be blessed and praised, our gratitude a daily offering until the end of time. Inscribe your covenant partners for a life of goodness, and may all life resound with gratitude and faith in praise of your name. God, you free us and strengthen us. Baruch atah Adonai, hatov shimcha ulecha na'e lehodot. Blessed are you, Adonai, whose goodness deserves thanks and praise.
Thank you.
We continue now with a few moments of our own personal prayers. There are suggested meditations on the next several pages in the prayer books.
Page 72. A prayer for those who are ill and for givers of care. May the Eternal One who blesses all life bless and strengthen all of us who struggle against illness. May we whose lives are touched by illness be blessed with faith, courage, love, and caring. May we experience the support and sustenance of family, friends, companions, and community. May we be granted restful nights and days of comfort. We pray for refuah shlema, precious moments of healing, and a sense of wholeness in body and soul. May those who care for the sick with their hands, their voices, and their hearts be blessed with courage and stamina. May those who pursue healing through medical skill and knowledge be blessed with insight, patience, and compassion. At this time, I invite those of you who'd wish to share a name of somebody who is in need of healing to share that name aloud. May all of us, the sick and the well together, find courage and hope, and let us say, Amen. Amen. On page 74, Avinu Malkeinu, strong was the faith of generations before us. In exile, they proclaimed enduring hope. In the shadow of persecution, they affirmed a transcendent love and compassion. Ours is a different age, less confident and certain, more tentative in its trust. There are many who say to the works of their hands, "You are our gods." But when our worship centers on its own creations, we feel less gratitude, more doubt, and despair. This is the paradox of our spiritual lives. We grow smaller in self-exaltation, nobler when we reach for you. On this night of return, let us find the humility to come close to you and open ourselves to your presence. For you are absent only when we fail to make room for you in our hearts, distant only when we turn away from you. Now, as others have done before us, let us overcome doubt and speak these words of affirmation. We call you Avinu. As loving parent, forgive our wrongs and failings. Accept us in our human frailty. We call you Malkeinu. As sovereign of our souls, help us rise from our brokenness to build a world of shalom. To this vision, we offer ourselves anew. Those who are able, please rise. Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. Avinu Malkeinu, Almighty and Merciful, you alone are our Sovereign. Avinu Malkeinu, L'mancha Rechem Aleinu. Avinu Malkeinu, for your sake, show us mercy. Avinu Malkeinu, Aseh Imanu L'ma'an Shmecha. Avinu Malkeinu, act toward us as befits your name. Avinu Malkeinu, Shalach Refuah Shlema L'chole Amecha. Avinu Malkeinu, bring healing and wholeness to the ill among us. Avinu Malkeinu, Kara Roa, Gazar Dinenu. Avinu Malkeinu, allay the harshness of the decree against us. Avinu Malkeinu, Kotvenu Besefer Geula B'Yeshua. Avinu Malkeinu, inscribe us in the book of redemption and renewal. Avinu Malkeinu, Zochrenu V'Zikron Tov Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, remember our goodness and call it to mind. Avinu Malkeinu, Aseh L'ma'ancha V'Hoshienu. Avinu Malkeinu, act for your sake and save us. Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kolenu. Avinu Malkeinu, Almighty and Merciful, hear our voice. Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu, we have strayed and sinned before you. Avinu Malkeinu, Chamol Olalenu, Ve'al Olalenu V'tapenu. Avinu Malkeinu, have compassion on us and our families. Avinu Malkeinu, Kale Dever V'chere V'ra'av Me'alenu. Avinu Malkeinu, halt the onslaught of sickness, violence, and hunger. Avinu Malkeinu, Kale Kol Tsar U'mastin Me'alenu. Avinu Malkeinu, halt the reign of those who cause pain and terror. Avinu Malkeinu, kotvenu besefer chayim tovim. Avinu Malkeinu, enter our names in the book of lives well lived. Avinu Malkeinu, chadesh aleinu, shana tova. Avinu Malkeinu, renew for us a year of goodness. Avinu Malkeinu, chonenu va'anenu, ki ein banu ma'asim. Aseh imanu tzedaka v'chesed v'hoshienu. Avinu Malkeinu, Almighty and Merciful, answer us with grace, for our deeds are wanting. Save us through acts of justice and love.
Avinu Malkeinu, chonenu v'anenu.
Save.
Please be seated. Shana Tova. Just 1 year ago, I was sitting on my couch not leading Rosh Hashanah services. Yes, I was enjoying the first week of my daughter's life, watching her with wonder, sleep deprivation, and amazement. Of course, I missed being on the Bima to welcome the new year. But as I transitioned from rabbi to mom, I thoroughly embraced this new and exciting change in my life. Over the past year, I've had the opportunity to watch Esri grow into an independent, sweet, personality-filled little girl who just turned one last week. It's hard to believe how much has changed in my life since last Rosh Hashanah, but change it has. And if I know one thing for sure, change is a constant in life. As we come together for Rosh Hashanah this year, you've noticed the change in our services with the adoption of our new High Holy Day prayer book, Mishkan HaNefesh. For some of you, this is a welcome and exciting change. For others, this is difficult and almost painful. Many people grew up with the old red book, Gates of Repentance. You knew it backwards and forward, front and back, depending on whether it was Hebrew or English reading, that is. And now, as you hold a gold book with a different layout and different wording, it almost feels foreign. You may even be thinking, am I in the right place? This book does seem quite different. And yet, it is actually very much the same. It is still a prayer book. It still contains sacred and holy words. It still inspires us to find new ways of connecting with God, with others, and with ourselves. While the cover and pages reflect a new aesthetic, the content is comfortingly familiar. However, that does not make this change easy. A great deal of thought and consideration went into this transition. As we all know, transitioning to something new can be quite frightening, but it can also be an incredible opportunity. Some of you are familiar with the short story found in the One Minute Manager book entitled, Who Moved My Cheese? This well-read book written by Dr. Spencer Johnson showcases the challenge nearly every person has with change. Of course, the story deals specifically with changes made for an individual rather than a person deciding on their own to make a change. The story introduces us to four characters who live in a maze. The two mice, Sniff and Scurry, and the two little people, Hem and Haw, spend every day looking for cheese. Eventually, they all find wonderful, delicious cheese and enjoy returning to this special day every day to nourish themselves. They even move their families and friends closer to the cheese for easier access. They become comfortable with their simple lives, enjoying the delicious cheese without a care in the world. One day, the cheese is gone. Sniff and Scurry waste no time at all and take off to find another spot with cheese. Hem and Haw spend days, weeks, even months bemoaning the fact that the cheese is no longer there. Rather than spend time looking for new cheese, they wait anxiously for the old cheese to return. When the cheese was moved, each of the characters in this story responded to the situation differently. Sniff and Scurry didn't appear to overthink the problem. They simply continued on and searched deeper in the maze for more cheese. And well, it could be that because they are mice and they tend not to overthink many things. But they adapted to the change thrust upon them without fear or concern. Hem and Haw, however, did not take the change well. They both perceived the change as a negative, something that would prevent them from moving forward in life. It seemed too challenging to both Hem and Haw to pick up their lives and search for new cheese. Eventually, Haw realized that if he did not learn to adapt to this change, he would wither and waste away. Of course, it was extremely difficult for him to leave his dear friend Hem and his comfortable life. But Ha moved on, and after a great deal of searching, he found new cheese. In the end, Ha had to admit that the biggest inhibitor to change lies within yourself, that nothing gets better until you change. Along the way, Ha learned a great many lessons. He often wrote those lessons on the wall, hoping that his friend Hem would follow suit and find encouragement to continue moving through the maze. Ha's biggest takeaway from this entire situation seemed to be that change would always happen, so your reaction and response to change will have the biggest impact on your well-being. For many of us, any change, whether big or small, positive or negative, can have an incredible effect on our state of mind. The key to dealing with and understanding change is to find a way to embrace that change and then perhaps even enjoy it. As Dr. Ken Blanchard wrote in his introduction to the cheese story, everyone knows that not all change is good or even necessary, but in a world that is constantly changing, it is to our advantage to learn how to adapt and enjoy something better. As we read from our new prayer books, or when we start a new job, when someone who has been a constant in our life is no longer there, or when a decision has been made for you, not by you, your ability to progress forward and live happily is often determined by your attitude and adaptability to the change. Of course, an added challenge to accepting change is when that change is not for the best, or it is not necessarily better. But as the world keeps turning, change too will keep occurring. As we come to a new year, we consider how much we have all changed in the past year. It is natural for everything in life to evolve, including our feelings and understanding of situations, of experiences, of other people, and of ourselves. It is then incumbent upon us to perceive change with a positive attitude and a positive embrace, rather than disappointment and frustration. The cheese story also reminds us to anticipate change so that it will not be as painful when it does happen. And when changes occur, because changes will happen, we have to learn to adapt quickly so that we can begin to enjoy something new. As Ha learned throughout his journey through the maze, you have to be able to move with the cheese. Change is indeed hard. We grow accustomed to our way of life. We begin to feel comfortable and settled. Change interrupts that comfort, but it can open the door to something new and wonderful. If we gave all the changes a chance, an opportunity to blossom and grow, who knows? Maybe it will be the best thing that has ever happened to you, to the community, to the world as a whole. My life completely changed when Esri entered the world. Everything in Dave's in my life became about her, this tiny human being who relied solely on the two of us. All of our needs had to be put to the side so that she could be cared for. This was a change that I thought I was ready for. But as you know, you can anticipate change, you can be aware that it's imminent, and you can mentally prepare for it. But until you are in the midst of great change, you may not know exactly how to handle it. However, I found that moving with the change, just as Sniff and Scurry moved with the cheese, made our lives infinitely better. It wasn't, and still isn't, always easy. But moving with the everyday changes makes life simpler and more enjoyable. Despite all of the changes, despite the constant evolution of our services, the world will keep turning. And with each turn, we have an opportunity to embrace change, to move with the cheese, to make ourselves and the world a better place. Tonight, as we embark on a new year, we consider the changes we made for ourselves and the changes made for us. Tonight, we consider the following passage from Mishkan HaLev, the companion reader to Mishkan HaNefesh. Now is the time for turning. The leaves are beginning to turn from green to red and orange. The birds are beginning to turn and are heading once more toward the south. The animals are beginning to turn to storing their food for the winter. For leaves, birds, and animals, turning comes instinctively. But for us, turning does not come so easily. It takes an act of will for us to make a turn. It means breaking with old habits. It means admitting that we have been wrong. And this is never easy. It means losing face. It means starting all over again. And this is always painful. It means saying, I am sorry. It means recognizing that we have the ability to change. These things are terribly hard to do. But unless we turn from callousness to sensitivity, from hostility to love, from pettiness to purpose, from envy to contentment, from carelessness to discipline, from fear to faith, turn us around and bring us back toward you. Revive our lives as at the beginning, and turn us toward each other. For in isolation, there is no life. May this new year allow us to not only accept change, but to embrace it. Yes, it's a fearful thing. Yes, it's fraught with challenge. But together, we can keep turning, turning towards God, turning towards others, and in turn, discover something new about ourselves. May this year be a year filled with positive changes, happiness, health, joy, and peace. Shana Tova.
Good evening. My name is Susan Fogel, and this year I'm co-president, along with Ellen Solomon, of the Women of Reformed Judaism B'rith Kodesh Sisterhood here at Temple B'rith Kodesh. As we begin the Jewish New Year of 5778, I want to wish you a good, sweet New Year. Thank you to Jason Berger, Anna Maiman, and the members of our choir for creating inspiring music. Thank you to Rabbi Stein, Rabbi Levy, cantorial soloist Carrie Berger, and the TPK staff for their good work for our temple community. The Social Action Committee encourages you to fill the shopping baskets with food for the High Holy Day food drive. We hope you will participate in TempRO, our award-winning emergency housing program, the Rochester Area Interfaith Hospitality Network, RAIN, and other mitzvah opportunities throughout the year. We are especially grateful to WXXI for broadcasting tonight's service. Their support allows more of our congregants to be together with us, a larger congregation that stretches around the world. Tomorrow morning, the family service for younger children and their families will be held in the chapel beginning at 9 a.m. Congregational services will resume here in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. As always, we thank you for your caution and patience with others as you drive out of the parking lot. Shana Tova, Happy New Year.
We turn now to the concluding portion of our prayer service. If you'll join on page 79 in the prayer books, page 79, where Jason will lead us in Kiddush.
Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Shemo,
Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pari HaKafen,
Amen, Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar banu mikol ha'am, v'rom emanu mikol ha'shon, v'kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'titen lanu Adonai Eloheinu be'ahava. Vikayam la'ad, Baruch Ata Adonai,
Baruch Baruch Shemo,
Melech HaKol Ha'aretz, Mikadesh Yisrael, Ve'yom HaZikaron. Eloheinu melech haolam, shehechiyanu, vekimanu vehigiyanu, lazman hazeh.
We continue next with Aleinu, which is on page 82. We'll be singing the top part of page 82 and then continuing on page 84. I ask those who are able to please rise.
Mizbeach Ladon Hakol, Vateke Dulaliot Sebreshit, Shelo Hasanu Kigwe Haratzot, Velo Samanu, Kemishbachot Adama, Shelo Sam Felkenu Kohem, Mekorolenu, Kecho Hamona, Vanahnu Korin, O Mishbach Avinu Modin, Livne Melech, Machne Hamlachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'nemar, V'chaya Adonai, L'melech al-po ha'ares, V'yom ha'hu, V'yom ha'hu, Yireh Adonai echad, U'shemo, U'shemo,
birth is a beginning, and death a destination. But life is a journey from childhood to maturity and youth to age, from innocence to awareness and ignorance to knowing, from foolishness to discretion and then perhaps to wisdom, from weakness to strength or strength to weakness and often back again, from health to sickness and back we pray to health again. From offense to forgiveness, from loneliness to love, from joy to gratitude, from pain to compassion, and grief to understanding, from fear to faith, from defeat to defeat to defeat, until looking backward or ahead, we see that victory lies not at some high place along the way, but in having made the journey stage by stage, a sacred pilgrimage. Birth is a beginning and death a destination, but life is a journey, a sacred pilgrimage made stage by stage, from birth to death to life everlasting. We pause for a moment of our own preparations for Kaddish, the meditations on the next few pages, and the memories we hold in our hearts of our loved ones. Tonight, as we prepare to say Kaddish, our thoughts turn to loved ones whom death has taken from us in recent days, and those who died at this season in years past. Our hearts open as well to the wider circles of loss in our community and wherever grief touches the human family. Zichronam livracha. May their memories be a blessing in this new year and always. The words of Kaddish are on the next page, page 90. I ask all who are able to please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba, be'alma divrach irute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kariv v'imru amen. Yehe Shemei Rabbah Mevarach Le'olam Ulemei Alamaya Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitromam V'yitnaseh V'yitadar V'yitalev V'yitalal Shemei D'kudisha Barichu Le'ela Min Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Damiran Be'alma V'imru Amen Yehi Shalama Rabba Min Shemaya, V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, Bimru Amen. Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Ya'aseh Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, V'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel, Bimru Amen. May the source of peace bestow peace on all who mourn, and may we be a source of comfort to all who are bereaved. Amen. We now turn in song to page 96 as we sing Yigdal. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu shetechadesh aleinu shana tova umituka. Our God and God of our ancestors, eternal God of all generations, may your presence in our lives this new year renew our spirits and renew our strength. May it be a good year. May it be a sweet year. L'shana tova tikatevu. V'techatemu, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year.
You've been listening to the annual live broadcast from Temple Brith Kodesh of the service for Rosh Hashanah on Classical 91.5 and 90.3, WXXI HD1, and on WITH Classical in Ithaca. Tonight's service marks the beginning of the Jewish High Holy Days that end on Friday evening, September 29th, with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. WXXI will broadcast next week's Kol Nidre service from Temple Brith Kodesh beginning at 8 p.m. Tonight's service was led by Senior Rabbi Peter Stein, Assistant Rabbi Kelly Levy, and Cantor Kerry Berger, following the Reform Movement's new High Holy Days prayer book, Mishkan HaNefesh. The accompanist is Anna Maiman, and the choir is under the direction of Jason Berger. Major funding for this broadcast is provided by a grant from the Lewis S. and Molly B. Wolk Foundation. The audio producer for our broadcast is Andrew Croucher. Audio assistants are Robert Braden and Jim Heil, and our studio engineer is Mona Segatola-Slami. I'm Jean Fisher. Please join us again next Friday, September 29th, for a live broadcast of the Yom Kippur service at Temple Brith Kodesh. Shana Tova from all of us at WXXI Public Broadcasting.